Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Shutter Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Elliot's with us. We are awaiting to hear from LaShawn McCoy to talk about his event in Inglewood on December 6th. So we will bring you Shady as soon as he calls. Been here before. The last thing from the Sirianni press conference, which you said was the most tense.
I felt it was certainly up there with the most tense. Yeah.
What do you think was the source of the tension? Do you think it's that he is being questioned? Do you think it is? Like, what do you think?
My guess. A lot of the questions were about this fourth down play and what happened. I think Nick feels the questions are insinuating that a play was run he didn't call, or he wasn't involved in the play, or Jalen went and did his own thing and didn't listen to Nick. And Nick knows that's not the case. And so honestly, I think a lot of the confusion over the questions and the tension, it's a semantics thing. Like, Jalen checked to a different route, or AJ or whoever, based off of the look. That is, in some ways, you could call it an audible if you wanted, but I think an audible to me is more like changing the whole play, right?
Right.
And so I think Nick was defensive over the idea that they didn't run the play. And then I also think he doesn't want to be perceived as throwing Jalen under the bus because right. The play didn't work and people are making fun of the decision. And I think if he were to say Jalen checked to a different look, that it would be perceived as throwing Jalen under the bus.
So it is less about being questioned about going for it at all. The stress here is not that he's being questioned about not punting. The stress is that it is perceived as if the players are doing something that he didn't want them to do.
Yes, that's why I believe he got tense. I also think when he was asked about a bunch of times in a row, he probably felt, I have given you what I'm going to give you on this, and I'm not giving you any more. I don't fault the reporters at all for keeping asking. Like, that is, I think they were all fair questions, but I think that's why he got frustrated too.
Yeah, I can understand that.
Yeah, never mind.
Shady's here. How about it? And joining us now, as predicted, the greatest running back in Eagles history, LaShawn McCoy. Shady, thanks for joining us.
Oh, come on, man. It's home from a special place for you guys. You know that.
What's up, Shady?
All right, what's up, good brother? How you doing today, man?
Well, listen, we said greatest running back in franchise history. We forgot to mention running back of the decade with Adrian Peterson on the doorstep of the Hall of Fame. That's where you're at right now. I just want to throw out some more accolades your way. You feel me? Did I get all of them? Did I leave something out?
Hey, you missed some, but it's all good.
It's all good, brother. We want to start with the gala.
So you have the Friends of Shady Gala, which is December 6th at SoFi Stadium, which is in Inglewood. And the reason that is of note to people in Philly is because it's the night before Eagles Chargers. So a lot of Eagles fans will go out there for the game. So they have the opportunity to go to the event the night before. Joy Taylor's going to MC it. Dinner, dancing, live auction. If you want to get tickets, you go to 310originals.com, and the proceeds from it go to the Shades of Greatness Foundation, which is a nonprofit that benefits at-risk youth with scholarships and other stuff. So it's a great thing that you're doing. Is this the first year for the gala, or have you done it before?
Yeah, so it's the first year. I'm just trying to do different locations. we tried to tie it in with the Eagles because they have the game out here in L.A.
Yeah.
And I'm out here doing the TV stuff. So I think next year we'll bring it back home. But it's going to be a lot of fun. A lot of fans will come out. You know, I got a lot of my ex-teammates coming out, man. Got some different teams, right? Just trying to spread more awareness, man. And, you know, me and my foundation, we did a lot of great things. We started in 2009. My grandmother passed with ALS. So we try to make a lot of awareness there and raise a lot of money for that. And also, you know, current, like, neighborhoods that I've played in, right, from Philadelphia to Harrisburg, places I grew up at, in the inner city communities, trying to make a big impact. So that's one of the big things that we're doing for the gala.
So it's to get tickets is 310originals.com. And we work with a company called Fans of Philly that I'm sure has hundreds of people going out for the game. So we'll make sure we let them know and all those folks know that they can go to it as well. So so cool, man. So what do you think? Are the Eagles the best team in the NFC or what?
I think so. I mean, it's funny. You know, Saquon was talking about the other day. It was like, it's funny how people could tell you how to win or how you should win. And the goal is just to win. Now, I would say some of these games should be a lot easier. I would say that. And as a player playing that locker room and playing in that huddle, you want easier games. But a lot of times, there's games where you should win the game and you lose. And there's games you should have lost, played terrible, and you found a way to win. That is the journey of the NFL. So I think we're the best team in the NFC. I think we're the best team in the NFL, to be honest. Mm-hmm. I truly do.
This offense, Shady, when it's clicking, it's arguably the best offense in football. Detroit coming in here Sunday has an argument or a case for them being number one as well. But when you look at the talent we have, there's no reason why we shouldn't be putting up 30 points a game. Now, I compared it from a talent standpoint to the offense, to an offense you played in when it was yourself, Brent Celek, Jason Avant, Deshaun Jackson, Jeremy Maclin. That's a lot of mouths to feed. And Michael Vick was at the quarterback position. That's a lot of mouths to feed. Talk about how difficult that can be each week. Now, you play running back, so you're going to get your touches for the most part, but trying to keep everybody happy sort of in that type of offense, what are some of the difficulties that you can run through or you can run into? And how did you guys sort of handle one guy being featured one week or one guy getting more touches versus the other guy? How did you guys handle that?
See, now, and this is a great question you asked that because I'm always trying to figure this out. Now, the team you just talked about with them players I play with, mm-hmm. I think the Eagles offense of skill position are better, right? Deshaun mm-hmm. won't kill me for saying that, but I think they're better. Now, they won a championship also. Yeah. I think we probably were more productive, and that's why I can't figure out. You got Jalen Hurts as your quarterback. You got Saquon Barkley as your running back, right? Mm-hmm. You got A.J. Brown as your number one. You got Devontae Smith. There's no way they shouldn't be putting numbers up. When we play, we put numbers up. We put stats up. We turn the ball over a lot, and the defense wasn't as good. Just me being honest. I'm just talking honest.
Yep.
And I go back to, like, what is the problem? And I got to go to, like, I don't know if it's the play calling. I don't know if it's the game plan. Because you can have a good play caller, but sometimes the game plan not be as good. Like, for example, I did have Marty and I had Andy, so we were blessed there. But there's 60 to 70 plays in a football game, right? Mm-hmm. So when you say it's hard to get the ball around, I don't believe that.
Okay.
Because if the running back's going to get 25 to 30 touches, let's just say 25 touches. Mm-hmm. And Saquon might get 5 in the air, but he's going to get 25 rushing for sure, okay? Mm-hmm. Then the other 30, where's it going? Right?
It's a good point. Might scramble
Jalen Hurts might scramble 3-4 times. Smitty should get about 7 good targets a game. And then AJ should get as many targets as he wants. You got a top 6 wide receiver in the game, right? Like how does he get 2 targets in a 4-quarter football game? So, yes, I'm not arguing like, oh, well, we're winning. Yeah, we should win because we're a better team. But when guys and ownerships, they go out there, they pay good money for their GMs and head coaches to go out there and get a good team, right? Backups and starters. Mm-hmm. If you look at the Eagles team, owners would dream to have that type of offensive makeup, and we have it. So if you do stop the run, we should be able to throw the ball. If you do go to stop the pass, we should be able to run the ball. We have everything you need. I just don't agree with, yes, we won the game, yes, and I love that. But some of these games shouldn't be close because we have the skill positions to win. big numbers. That's all.
See, that's why I like he's talking to you as an offensive player. I know you wanted a damn ball. You think you can score every time you get the ball. You feel you can do that. And as a defensive player, you can appreciate that from guys that certainly have that confidence. I'm just wondering, when you guys were able to do it, though, like I said, you're a running back, so you've got to touch the ball a little more than the wide receivers. But from those receivers, from D-Jack and Jeremy Maclin, how did they handle not getting the ball as much as maybe the other guy got the ball?
Yeah, well, every game is different. Every game is different.
Yeah.
But Andy would have, like, play calls where, hey, listen, we going to get number 10 the ball these many times. That's you're going to try to, right? They call them targets. You want this Jeremy Maclin to get these type of targets. Selleck to get his, you know, but it's enough, right? I look at last year's the Ravens. So even though Saquon had like 2,000 yards, which is the best, you know, offensive performance from running back ever, Derrick Henry had, what, 1,800 yards, 1,900
yards? Yeah, 1,900, right?
Yep. And Lamar had a phenomenal year throwing the ball because they both help each other out. Mm-hmm. You can go back to the freaking greatest show on turf. They was all getting the rock. Some games you won't get the ball. That's just how it works.
Yeah.
And there's other games you will, but there shouldn't be a year where, like, your main guys ain't getting involved. Why would the hell would you go out there and pay the quarterback $200 million, your running back 20-something a year, your wide receivers 25 to 30 million dollars a year if you ain't going to use them? It's like going to war, get all this ammo, all these different guns, and you just shooting two of them. You get what I'm saying? Like, that part, I don't know that because I'm not in the locker room. People can't, and people try to, but you can't answer that question, mm-hmm. you know? But you can bring up, like, certain questions that need to be answered.
Yeah.
LeSean McCoy with us. So you said, you're not sure as to why. When you're watching it, what do you see, I guess? Because, you know, we have conversations about it all day long. They're too risk averse. They're too worried about turning the ball over, all those sorts of things. You know, even the running game was dominant last year. And this is, like, debatably the worst season of Saquon's career from a production standpoint. So when you're watching it, is there something that sticks out to you that they're not doing or they could be doing?
Yeah, it's a few things. And I don't want to, like, criticize the offense of whoever's putting the game plan together, because I think Nick Sirianni is a top three coach in football. Yep. Are you with your mama? But it's more of like, okay, you watch guys like Ja'Marr Chase or Justin Jefferson, and they're always, like, game planning or trying to scheme up ways to get him the ball. Mm-hmm. So, like, there should never be a time where we're 3rd and 10, 3rd and 9, and we doing draws, or are we trying to – how? You know what I'm saying? Now, so other teams, they don't have the experience. They don't have the talent. They might want to play safe. I think sometimes I watch our offense, I think we play as to not lose the game, to prepare to go out there and win the game. Mm-hmm. We're the better team, the better players, let's go play. I think sometimes we get into that category of, you know what, hey, let's play safe. Let's not lose it. 3rd and 10, 3rd and 11, let's just – get a little run, right? Let's punt it. Like, we play too safe. Like, we are the defending chance. We are the big dogs. We got a big-ass offense. Let's play ball. You get what I mean? Like, we have the players to go out there and do it. I think sometimes when I watch the games, I think our offense is too vanilla. I don't see enough of scheming. Like, when you watch a defense, okay, you'll watch how it works in the NFL. You'll watch the last 5 games, right? 3 or 5 games of the defense. Okay, how can we beat this defense, right? We'll get in this formation. They'll check to this. How can we beat it? And you'll see guys, the star do some guys like wide receivers in the back, so they motion out, or they go to different formations to get what they want. That's called scheming up. You talk about the Lions offense. Look at how many times they move around St. Brown. Look at how many times they use Jahmyr Gibbs. Like, those are game planning and scheming up things. When I watch us, two things I hate. I think we play too conservative, and we don't play enough offense. We play a lot of defense, as in, let's not be too aggressive. Let's just be conservative. Let's punt it away. And the second thing is, we don't game plan or scheme up our superstar wide receivers. We don't do that.
So, Shady, you mentioned superstar wide receivers. This year, we've had a lot of conversation about what AJ has sort of intimated publicly. It's debatable what he's saying when he's saying it, but it seems like he's not generally happy with the amount he's been able to contribute this year. You coming from, as Ike mentioned, a locker room full of talented players, how do you imagine, and I know you're not in there, but if there was one guy who was publicly saying this a lot, would that affect what is happening in the locker room? What sort of effect do you think the AJ stuff has on the team?
Yeah, see, a lot of that stuff is media stuff. For the media to click on and make it a big deal on social media, oh, he's not happy. The brother's happy because we're all winning. Now, is he, like, jumping for joy? Probably not, right?
Yep.
Imagine, how can I break this down to the people out there? And I don't know if they played or not, but imagine you have a job and you're one of the best in your job, but you came in, you have no chance to display that because you don't get the opportunity to. Nobody would be happy about it. I don't care what wide receiver you know, right? And I played with some real good ones that was great teammates. Like Mike Evans was a great teammate. He's probably the best team I ever played with. And he wasn't selfish, right? He needed the ball, he didn't complain. But there was times where, hey man, he won't say it to Tom Brady. But hey Tom, like I touched the ball in like two games. Like I ain't happy about that. Like wide receivers are the most, I don't want to call them prima donnas, though, but they like to get the ball. Mm-hmm. Imagine playing a game where you want to help out and you can't. And then we give you two targets and you a number five top wide receiver in the league. Nobody will be happy about that. So I won't call it a distraction. I think any player that's a competitor that really cares, they're not going to be happy about that. Yeah. So I get his frustration. That's why I give him a pass. But I've been on other teams where guys have been distracted. They're not getting the ball. They cussing the coach out. They in practice being a distraction, you know, act like they're hurt. You know, guys, a running back gets a long run and he needs one more defender and the wide receiver don't block him. Those are distractions. You get what I'm saying? Those are distractions.
Yeah.
But stating like, oh, man, I'm not happy because I'm not getting the ball, that's not a distraction.
Well, we appreciate your time today, Shady. Mm-hmm. Again, the Friends of Shady Gala, December 6th at SoFi Stadium, which is in Inglewood, right there near L.A. It's the night before Eagles-Chargers. If you want tickets, 310originals.com is the website to go, and it all benefits the Shades of Greatness Foundation. Thank you again for joining us, Shady. Don't be a stranger, all right?
Appreciate it, brother.
Oh, my gosh. Got a lot of love for y'all, man. Fly, we fly.
All right, bro.
There he is. You know what I like about Shady? He still says we when he talks about the Eagles.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He does the we thing.
He does the we.
It's a natural we thing. It's a natural we thing.
Well, his ultimate statement he made. Didn't he say he would – he said something to the effect that he would have given the two Super Bowl rings back to win one with the Eagles. Either he said to win one with the Eagles or to retire as an Eagle, something like that.
I believe that. Yeah.
No, I do believe that. Yeah, I don't think he ever wanted to play for another team than the Eagles.
Well, the second one, I mean, he didn't take a snap, I don't think. You know?
Come on, man. All I know is he got two rings in his
hand. Yeah, give it up that ring.
Yeah,
well, James Bradbury seemed to really appreciate
his
ring.
He enjoyed his, yeah.
Dude, you would have thought Carson Bradbury. Carson threw his out. Yeah, no doubt about it.
Yeah, he sold on eBay. Yeah.
Yeah, we'll see that in a pawn shop.
Yes, I'm sure.
Carson's coming back for the reunion, Elliot. You need to get on board.
I think he will come back for the reunion.
Thank you.
Of course he is.
Well, yeah, he should.
He wore the dad season hat? Come on.
Yeah,
that was
we're back, dude. We're cooking.
Elliot, how puzzling was Jair Alexander walking away from the Eagles? We've had this team is 7-2. Two players have gotten here and said no thanks in 2 weeks or less, Za'Darius Smith and Jair Alexander. And Brandon Graham came back from being retired.
He's like, yeah, I'll sign up.
So they're net positive.
Yeah,
or net negative. Yeah.
All that in 10 weeks, it's unbelievable.
The Jair Alexander thing is definitely puzzling from when I was standing next to him at his locker and he was.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Show to camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Was really excited to be here. Felt he could definitely play. Thought he would play against Green Bay. It became less puzzling after he didn't travel. I think that was a red flag that something was going on. There is no reason for him not to travel to that game. He practiced. All the other players that were traded traveled. So that was a weird part of it. As to why he retired, who knows, right? They said mental and physical things. You wonder if maybe he practiced for a week and it didn't go well either for him or for the team, right? Maybe the team was thinking this is not going to work. But ultimately, I think what hurts them is this happens after the trade deadline, right? Like they acquired him.
Do they get the pick back?
No,
they do not.
Okay, yeah. Trying to make sure.
Howie season.
Yeah. I listen.
Hashtag Howie season.
Two practices.
I laughed when I heard Coach Sirianni this morning with John and those guys. He's like, yeah, I enjoyed the short time I knew.
Yeah, he said that today.
I was like,
you brought it up to Terry McKee last night, I'm thinking, I bet Terry McKee never even met the guy.
All-time players lounge moment.
Yeah.
It's me, Ike, and Hugh talking about Jair and why he retired, and Tanner's just sitting there.
Tanner's
for
like,
eight
yeah,
minutes
I don't
just,
know what to
yeah,
say.
Yeah. Quiet.
I never did get a chance to meet the guy, actually.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, and I will say, I do think that right now, this is viewed as like a kind of crazy, funny story because the defense just played well. Mm-hmm. If in 2 weeks that second cornerback spot is really struggling,
yeah, right.
It becomes less funny and crazy, and it becomes more the shot they took on a corner at the deadline. Did not work.
Yeah. Look, Elliot, you got to give Howie the benefit of the doubt.
Would you say he's a good or great GM?
He's great, not good. Even though two players he brought in to solve problems.
Retired.
Well,
this is really...
Look, I'm just being honest. Za'Darius Smith was their best edge, and he left in 2 weeks, and Jair Alexander was brought in to be the second quarterback.
Well, he's not their leading sack guy anymore. That's fine.
Congratulations.
Took four games for him to retire.
Wow.
It's not good.
No.
Now, Adoree played well last game, I thought.
He did, yeah. Here was just one other thing from the Nick Sirianni press conference. Here is when he was asked about AJ. At a certain point, Nick Sirianni's not going to answer it in... Like, honestly, I get his point. He can't answer the question.
So I do think some context here. Yeah. This was after the
all of the other stuff.
Yeah, so I think he was probably just at his
own. Oh, yeah, he was at the end of this
thing. He was just ready for this thing to be over. Yeah, so I think that's part of it. But
and that was after getting grilled by the morning show, too.
Yes, exactly.
About it, too.
Oh, yeah, that's right, yeah.
I do think he is tired of talking about it.
I'm sure he is, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, Jalen will probably get asked tonight.
Before you go,
well, he handles it a lot better.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
He just doesn't say anything.
Well, yeah, maybe he can say what he said.
He just won't say a single word.
Yeah, he just won't say anything.
Go to the next question.
Yes.
Maybe he'll say what he said to Joe Buck and Troy Aikman. He's a talented player, and he's here.
Yes, beautiful. That was the quote from Jalen about AJ.
I missed that.
Oh,
he
yeah.
said he's a hell of a player, and he's here.
Well, did
and
you see here. When I asked AJ about Jalen throwing the game-winning touchdown pass?
Yes.
What he said?
Yeah. Yes.
No, I missed that.
Oh, yeah, he was like, Jalen saw something, Devontae made a play, essentially.
He was like, Jalen saw it, made the right throw, Devontae made a great play.
Everything's fine. They're trolling us.
Yeah,
we're the idiots.
Yeah. Elliot, before you go, and we all love the Go Birds podcast where you can subscribe.
You.
Give us an update on touchdowns for books.
Yeah, so we're over $10,000 in donations, which is crazy. That's
hell
over,
yeah.
Over, yeah, and thank you, Jack. You've really helped with that with all the tweets you've sent out.
Yes.
It's over 5,000 books. So thank you to everybody that has donated. Obviously, we're doing this till the end of the season. So you could win a Zach Bond signed football. You can win, or you could get a shirt by Dewani Sarai, who does some of the best Philly sports artwork in the city. So you can check the link out. Every donation helps, but just super, super appreciative to those that have donated already.
Yeah.
And have you sold 5,000 books?
No. Well, I can't tell with Amazon. You know, I'm not.
So maybe it is 5,000.
I'm not privy to those conversations, but I've definitely done close to 1,500.
Well, there you go.
That's not bad.
And
how many? And how many
is that? Is it?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Joe to Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
How many have you donated to Treehouse Books in Elliott's?
We're considering
you're
it.
You're working together.
Yeah, right.
We're going to give us 10% off each one we purchase.
Jim. So, can we play the Elliott back and forth with the AJ?
Yeah, hold on real quick. Treehouse Books is what is the organization that does this. They get kids in North Philly books so they can be smarter and have great lives. Yeah. And the goal now, $15,000?
That's the new goal, yeah.
Okay,
and you guys are in third right now.
Yes, and our team is in third place in fundraising, which is third? First, but
like, okay.
I don't know who's in first or second.
Well, screw them. We got to be in first.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
I will tweet out the link, and Jack will nicely probably post it without any context on the WIP Afternoon Show Twitter account.
Tweet.
We would love your donations, or you can join our team as well. All right, go ahead, Jack. Smitty be the fly. And you, boy, you know what? I thought you'd only do that stuff to us. You did it to him.
Yeah.
You did a, what's that say about Jalen?
Yeah. That was a chance to compliment him. Jalen had the game-winning touchdown.
Yeah, you trying to set him up.
You did.
No, it's a chance to say something nice about him.
Believe me, I can appreciate it. You try to give him an opportunity.
It's a layup.
It's a layup question.
And then this is what Jalen said about AJ on Monday Night Football.
He's a hell of a player.
You can just hear Jalen saying that too.
Yeah.
He's a hell of a player. He's here.
And that's that.
And that's that. All right.
Well,
thank you as always. Yeah.
Everything's okay.
It was a positive that Jalen was the quarterback in the Twitch game for the Eagles. Can you imagine if that bad boy was Tanner McKee?
That's a good point, Elliott.
That is a very good point.
Now, Jalen in the game.
Elliott, what do you make of Devontae having zero targets?
I thought that was interesting. Should ask Devontae today, do you think you're involved enough in AJ's offense?
Tanner McKee is the quarterback.
I kind of want to check the tape.
500 yards.
Go check.
Listen, that lets you know he's aware that he would have been on as a public stream.
Yeah.
Somebody else would have noticed that.
Privately, he's got Sam Howell in there.
215-592-9494. Great job, Elliott. You can get the Go Birds podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Flyers in 50 is next. Your calls as well. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. I'm over it.
Wait, Danny, under on the chat.
Spike on this one.
It gets hotter than a hoochie coochie. Laid rubber on the Georgia asphalt.
No.
Got a little lazy, but he didn't get caught. Down by the river on a Friday night. Pyramid of chance in a pale moonlight. Talking about cars and dreaming about women. A little to the day and just a little for the minute.
It's a WIP Afternoon Show.
Danny Under on the Chattahoochee.
No.
How much that muddy water meant to me. But I learned how to swim and I learned to what. A lot about living and a little about love.
All right. It's a WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Sing it if you know it.
I'm out on that one.
So here's the deal with the country people. Is like Springsteen fans all pretend they're hardworking coal miners from like the middle of Pennsylvania. That's what Springsteen fans all listen to Springsteen saying, I'm a hardworking just like you. And people who listen to country all pretend like they are from the South. It's like,
what, did you say Chattahoochee?
Chattahoochee.
How the hell did you get into that, man?
It's baseball. It's just
holy cow.
Yeah, it's all you played over the speakers, all that good stuff.
Oh, God, it's awful.
I didn't like that one.
No.
That's a tough one. That's the hardcore country music right there.
Man, that's Alan Jackson.
We're not doing 330 country if it's going to be like that. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It's 3:30 on Wednesday, which means we're always joined by the next lead host of the WIP Afternoon Show, Broads. Hi, Broads.
I like that.
How are we doing, buddy?
I like that.
What's up?
I'm doing great. That was phenomenal radio, by the way.
Oh, no, it was not.
3:30 Country Jack. I'm all in.
No.
Hell yeah.
All out. All out. Hard to say anything, but
I'm You're Gonna Miss Her by Brad Paisley tomorrow. Yeah. Another beautiful song.
Got 17 beers in my pickup truck and got a 17
Is that not relatable?
No, it has to be that country. If you do today's country, then it's not as funny. But you gotta give the real legit twang country.
Brought my dog and my girl and it's like, yada do, singing Garden and Bow, singing yada do.
Hell yeah.
That's awesome.
Well, Broads, the Flyers, full of controversy recently. Couturier ripping on Michkov. It's been pretty interesting, you know?
Toxic. I would say Flyers Twitter over the last 48 hours is just as toxic as A.J. Brown.
Wow.
Yeah.
A lot of infighting?
A lot of internal battles, mucking and grinding. Who's going to come out with the loose puck? We don't know.
Wow. Let's hit it, Jack.
Flyers in 50 with Broads.
The Fly Guys 8-5-2. Nice record, actually. You'd think it would be strong to pay attention to what they're doing on the ice. Michkov scoring two bingos in his last two games. What a ridiculous goal against Ottawa on the Saturday matinee. But you named it, Spike Coots. He says, well, Michkov, he does things well, but we still need him to do better when he's not scoring goals. We need him to help the team when he's not producing, and he doesn't have any other way to contribute. Shots fired from the captain. Who does he think he is? Mark Messier? He thinks he's Chris Pronger? One of the best to ever do it? Does he have the stance? Does he have the C long enough to be able to make that type of public claim? I don't know. But anyway, looking forward here. Tonight at the barn, Connor McDavid. Now you'll see a real superstar out there. Questions?
I saw him score. Was that last night he had the backward, backward goal?
A little backhand. Spinorama backhand.
Now, I always get him and Bedard mixed up.
Oh,
which is McDavid is the better player, though, right?
Yeah, Bedard's a fun younger player.
Okay.
But McDavid is the wow.
Yeah, he's the new guy. The guy.
He's the guy.
Okay.
He's the guy.
I'm getting better.
You are getting better.
I'm getting better.
So here's my question.
I can name more than three of
That's
our
fine.
Own
We're
players.
Getting there. We're getting there.
Crosby still is the plan.
Yeah, I'm OV.
There you go. Here's my question about what Couturier said.
Mm-hmm.
Is he right? Whether he should have said it or not, to the side for a second, is he right?
He is right. So we're falling in the same exact thing of, is Dave Dombrowski right to question if Bryce Harper is elite? Is A.J. Brown upset? Is he right to be upset? The answer to all these are yes. They're right with what they're saying, but are they right to use the platform in which they're saying it? You know?
I guess my question is, it seems like everybody now, from the coach to the organization to the players, are all sort of questioning this kid. So I wonder, first of all, you have to wonder what motivates him, whether this works or it doesn't work. But the second thing is, you just have to wonder, like, what the hell is he doing where everybody seems like they have to make public statements? Because what that says to me is that they're probably saying it privately. It's not working. So that's when they go to say it publicly. It reminds me of Brett Brown when he publicly said, look, I want Ben Simmons to shoot a three every game. And he said it publicly. And everybody's like, well, that's not going to work. And my point was always, well, he's clearly tried the other way, and the other way hasn't worked. So that would be my worry, is that they're saying these things to him privately. It's not getting anywhere.
Right, and you got to think, too, there's a language barrier. So now you're trying to have this conversation with him behind the scenes, and I don't know how much they're... Now, they should be able to get this. It's the NHL. There's a lot of Russian players, and it's a typical thing to deal with, but I'm sure it makes it a lot harder, you know? So I'm with you, and that's why I've been baffled and bothered by the Michkov thing dating from the beginning of the season, because you can try and hide behind certain things all you want. But the truth is, when there's smoke, there's fire. So maybe we blew it out of proportion over the last 24 hours on how egregious it is behind the scenes, but it doesn't mean there's nothing happening behind the scenes. I think there's clear frustration between leadership and the way Michkov handled the offseason, and that's where it stems from.
Let me ask you this, though. Why? It doesn't. Most young players, phenoms, right? They still seem to get a little grace period from some of the vets if they're well liked. This seems like, is there a disconnect there? Is he one of these young players that, I don't know, is he listening to his vets? Is he, or is he one, is he a young guy who believes he's the hot shot young player and he feels like this thing is centered around him?
It could be that. It
I'm
could
just
be
wondering,
that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it could be that. And I think it goes back to, again, and I hate to drill this home, but the offseason, we were told that Mitch Kupf went into Danny Briere's office with a list of things to work on that he was so excited to improve on
okay.
so he can take that next step. And then he comes in out of shape, and I think those veterans are like, dude, what the hell is wrong with you? I mean, imagine being in the locker room and, you know, put yourself back in the Eagles days, and there's this young, exciting guy on defense, and he had such a great rookie year, and the next year he comes in, he's 70 pounds different, and right. he doesn't look like the same player anymore. Right. Like, dude, I thought you were inspired to be this next great linebacker or something.
Sure.
So they probably feel you disrespected us by half-assing the offseason, and now they're trying to push buttons to get him back on track at 20 years old.
Too busy taking Russian mob money in Dubai, right?
Everyone just pretends that didn't happen.
Right.
He got into a car accident under his name. Now, he wasn't driving, but the car is under his name. And come on. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I like the way you navigate.
You know
that.
What I'm saying? Yeah. By the way, I got this sick Broads board play for you.
Oh,
what you got?
Well, shoot. Mitch Kupf in that game against Ottawa. When I tell you, he had a sickening, disgusting, filthy goal. So he's behind the net in the offensive zone with the D man just draped all on him. Right?
Uh-huh. He had the D draped all over him.
Puck gets thrown to the wall here. Mitch Kupf comes around, throws his body just a nice shoulder right to the chest. Creates separation. And then bang, he's got a wide open lane to the slot and just rips it twine.
We can't see the board.
Sorry. Yes. Ripped it twine right over the glove side, right by the ear hole. He just ripped it by the ear hole of the netminder.
Away from the slot.
Just right from the slot. Okay. Right from the slot.
So the D got left behind.
Big time.
And it went from the slot to the ear hole.
Ripped it right into the ear hole. Right by the ear hole.
Put the D in the
ear hole. Right from the D, man.
Yeah, the D wasn't in the ear hole.
No, the D was not in the ear hole.
Okay.
The shot was.
Okay.
The shot was in the ear hole.
All right.
So my grinder of the week, it's my belt. It's my version of the
grinder.
Belt.
I love it.
I got the grinder of the week.
Who is it?
Matvei Michkov, 2 goals in his last 2 games.
Oh, he does look a little thick.
He can't be the grinder of the week.
He had 2 goals, man.
Yeah, but he's causing a whole bunch of issues, but not working hard.
Well, he worked hard against Nashville. Did you guys watch that game? No.
No.
Although Jackie Hockey over here, Jackie Pucks, I don't
I was
know
watching
we're going
a little
with.
Bit. Yeah,
dude, this kid is locked in on a night-to-night basis.
Yeah, Zegras.
Not only that.
He's the guy who needed more time with his family. He's at home watching the hockey. Yeah, they can't get enough.
They're going to bed earlier.
All right.
But not only that. I think he's going to be the future hockey dad at the station.
Oh, you think
he's,
he is?
He's putting the kiddos
he
on the ice.
He paying for hockey equipment.
I told him that. Yeah. I told him that.
It's expensive, man.
We'll get it secondhand.
The stick alone is like $300.
Oh, more. $450 maybe?
Yeah.
I'll sponsor you.
Oh, thanks, buddy. Nice.
Yeah, you already bought a book. That's a sponsorship.
No. It's only $30.
It's all for the kids, man. Yeah.
Great job, bros.
Thanks.
Excellent job.
Great energy, too, man.
Yeah, listen. Yeah. I got one mode.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but that's for sure.
Now, how many things do you think we can fit on? How many bits can fit on the Broads board?
I don't know, as many as Rod tells you to.
True.
Yeah.
Grinder of the week. You don't like that one?
I do. No. I like Grinder of the week. I like it.
I like it. Great job. When are you on IP again?
Tonight.
Oh. No.
11 p.m. I'm going to talk about A.J. Brown. This guy's a fool. Yeah. Just a fool.
Question
your
dude.
Yeah, I'm going to go to my Twitch stream when I get home and let people know how I feel.
Yeah, there you go.
The one thing I know about Broads is such a Jalen guy.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
he's taking offense to this.
No, doesn't like this. Listen, I heard Spike yesterday open the show, right? I got to be honest with you. I thought Jalen sucked.
Oh, he did.
I thought he sucked.
Well, he made five
he came
really...
out so, that came out so quick.
Well, he...
Oh, he did.
He made, let's put it this way.
And it hurts my soul, by the way.
He didn't bury them. He made 5 really good plays. Otherwise, the ball was all over the place.
He was terrible.
That was not Jalen's
best game.
See,
I hold him to a high standard, but when he plays like that...
Yeah.
But that's not the norm, guys. Okay?
No, he's normally slinging that
thing.
Right,
exactly. Normally slinging it by the air holes of Devontae Smith 80 yards downfield in the air.
Yeah.
Maybe 40 with a hop, skip, and a jump.
Yeah, a little underthrown. All right. There he is, Broads.
No more of that. I'm on day three of my sobriety.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You break it all the time. You're having a little drink all the time in jail and sobriety. All right. Thank you, Broads.
All right, Broads.
National Appliance Warehouse?
Yeah, come on, Spike. Appliance Warehouse?
Yeah. Well, that's where I got all my kitchen appliances.
We don't worry about Twitch streams in National Appliance Warehouse.
No, come on.
All we worry about is going and getting the right appliance. And they always say Black Friday savings aren't what they used to be. That's not the case at National Appliance Warehouse. You've heard us talk about the difference making prices you get at National Appliance Warehouse. That's guaranteed by Price Assure, which is a piece of technology specific for National Appliance Warehouse. So you're going to get a great price on that. Obviously, tax-free Delaware helps. And I always mention they have great savings events going on. Well, right now, the Black Friday mega sale is already underway at National Appliance Warehouse.
Jack, Black Friday is not for a couple of weeks. The mega sale already started?
It did already start.
So they don't have to get up at 5 a.m. on Friday to take advantage?
No. Oh. Don't even do any of that nonsense. You take advantage of it right now. You've heard us talk about National Appliance Warehouse. You know your kitchen's looking sad. Get down there today and take advantage of 40% off on over 100 brands, including Whirlpool appliances, Sub-Zero, Wolf Cove, whatever you need appliance-wise, National Appliance Warehouse has it for you. And on top of all this, an industry-leading service team there to take care of you. You walk in, you have a good time, you buy some appliances, you deal with really smart people, installation, delivery, they take care of everything at National Appliance Warehouse. So learn more at nationalappliancewarehouse.com or hurry to their showroom in tax-free Wilmington or Middletown, Delaware today. And as always, tell them Fritz sent you.
The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers with locations in Montgomeryville. I'm Matt Laurel. There's a Mark's Jewelers Minute from everywhere, online at marks-jewelers.com. Who are you more interested in, the Flyers or the Sixers?
Third time this year you've asked it. I want to see where the people are at a couple weeks into the season.
Now the first poll we did, Flyers were way ahead.
Yeah.
The second poll was after, I think, the 4-0 start, and the Sixers were way ahead. Where do you, now I know you're at Sixers, obviously, me, it has to be.
I think most people are.
What do you think the poll is at, Flyers or Sixers?
Let's go 63%. Sixers.
55%.
55.
I think the controversy, while not good for the team for the Flyers, is good for the Flyers. Because
It certainly is drawing people in.
Well, it may, as long as it doesn't dismantle the team. I think as far as interest goes, here's the truth on the Flyers. The truth is, this was a very big hockey town for a long time where everybody was in on the Flyers. And I think it's still a hockey town. But the truth is, the team has been irrelevant for so long that I don't think that people even know. They know a name or two, the regular people.
I'm with you. Yeah.
I'm not talking about the diehards. I'm talking about the regular people. They only know a name or two.
I got two names.
Yeah.
All I got.
Well, you got Bobby Brink.
I got three. No, I got TK, Travis Konechny,
And
I got
Coots.
Coots.
Yep.
And then I got Michkov.
There you go.
You got to learn Zegras.
Zegras, yes, yes, Zegras.
He's their best player.
And Bobby Brink.
He is their best player?
Dude, he's a problem.
His hands, the Brink's truck, man?
Yeah. I want to turn into Broads. His hands are silky smooth, though. I'll tell you what. I'm a handsman.
Listen to
him. Everyone knows that.
He is hockey guy.
Good things happen when the puck's on Trevor Zegras' stick.
Is that where you put your hands?
Listen, don't you worry about it. The thing is, I can't tell.
Well, the thing that was just real quick. Yeah. The thing I was saying is a controversy like this.
It's good.
It's interesting for people, and
I agree.
They can find out who they are.
So, it drew me in.
Yeah. So it's like, oh, what's going on here?
Yeah.
So I think from a relevant standpoint and from a coverage standpoint, it sort of gives them a little pop, and if they can play well after it, I think they can get people in, as you were saying.
Yeah. Though. Just I do wonder if they get back in and go on a run. Can they get really... Like the Phillies, everyone thought they were dead. And then the second they got in the postseason, it turned back into a really, really great baseball town. I just wonder if it's gone so far.
They need a run in the playoffs.
Yeah.
In my opinion.
And we know, listen, we remember the days when the Flyers were in that conversation.
Yeah.
But it's still and this is no disrespect to Flyer fans, so I don't want anybody to take it that way.
Yeah, saying how we
it's still
feel
a niche group.
Yes.
Meaning that
core.
Yes. So I listen, you what's that? They play in June too, right? Yeah, their Stanley Cup finals are in June.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. It's been a while since we've had hockey that late in the year.
Yeah. How many times have they even made the playoffs in the last 10 years?
Well, the last time they made the playoffs was during COVID.
Right. Yes.
I will say, under Mr. Snyder, they did used to make the playoffs every year.
Oh, it's been a disaster. I mean, it really has. It's been a disaster. And I think the city is better when people care about it. But when you're not good for that long.
That long, yeah.
And also, the difference between baseball playoffs is everybody sort of grows up with baseball around them. Mm-hmm. Everybody sort of grows up with basketball around them, football around them. Hockey is not, it just isn't. So I think, and the playoffs are so long that I do think making the playoffs would be nice, and I think it would get some casual people in. What they really need is a run, and they need sustained success.
Yeah. Dude, the 2010 Cup run was amazing.
It was awesome.
I've been there, man.
Yeah, you were.
Pucks.
Free games. I want to know if the Howard and Ike pregame hockey, like, we got the Blackhawks tonight taking down Patty Kane.
Well, you can bet I wasn't saying very much of anything.
Well, he doesn't know either.
No, but the funny part was, you know your dad, he was all about the Blackhawks.
Of course.
And Patrick Kane. Yeah. He was, I thought, like, we're doing a Flyers pregame show.
Patty Kane. Like, why?
Well, and
because he was always the opposite.
And you weren't old enough, Jack. But in the mid '90s, when they went to the finals and the Legion of Doom and all that, all that stuff. I mean, they were a high profile team in Philly, and you knew the players on the team.
Dude, early 2000s Flyers, LeClaire, Desjardins. Come on, man. Come on, man. Keith Primo, the three overtime goal. Come on, man.
215-592-9494. Back to the Eagles.
More fun.
Brian Baldinger joins us next. I want to talk to Baldy about Jalen Phillips and that game wrecker we saw on Monday night. We'll talk to Baldy next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Jonah Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.